We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their dicks in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Do me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a white.
The Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
Everyone who watches this program absolutely knows that there is an orchestrated assault on truth. It's playing out not just here in the United States, but all across the planet in nearly every country on Earth. The truth is a dangerous thing. It's dangerous to tell. And right now, there are fewer places than ever before where the truth can be spoken without serious repercussions. You know, it's amazing when you consider that at this point in human history, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the internet, the information superhighway at our fingertips. You would think that we'd be able to learn whatever we want to learn, that we would be able to discuss whatever we want to discuss with whoever we please, because we could get online and we could go to some kind of free speech forum and talk about whatever it is that we want to talk about. You would think that at this point in time, truth and free thought would be flourishing. But instead, they're being snuffed out. They're being killed. People who ask questions, people who do more than scratch the surface, who dive down rabbit holes seeking answers to those questions, no matter how unpleasant they may be, are being stifled. And people who tell the truth are being silenced. They're being kicked out of polite society. They're losing their jobs. They're having their bank accounts shut down. They're booted from social media so that nobody sees what they have to say. And if they're still allowed in a limited hangout, they're throttled. And this is especially true when it comes to the Jewish question, to those who ask it, to those of us who offer up answers to it. You know, for centuries, Christian civilization has been faced with subversive Jewry. It's led to attacks on our financial systems and on our cultures and on our demographics, and now powerful Jews and all of their Shabbos goys are attacking free speech. They've been doing it for quite some time, and it's only gotten worse as people have begun to wake up. As people have started to begin to ask questions about why just 2% of the United States population holds so much power in this country, and why this tiny group of people based out of a tiny country in the Middle East has been able to push everyone else around, has been able to tell America, a superpower, what to do. Tell us where to send our money, where to send our kids to go and die. There are forbidden topics, and there are very few places where we can talk about them. And that's exactly why Converse, a rapper, an author, a truth seeker, decided to host a press conference where he invited some of the most prominent anti-Zionist, pro-truth voices on the internet to speak to viewers and to have a free-flowing, truthful conversation about the problems that we face at the hands of subversive Talmudic Judaism. And then what we can do to address them. Special guests at the press conference included our friend Lucas Gage, who was recently censored and suspended by X for standing up to Jewish supremacy. He is a victim. And Elon Musk, who portrays himself as the bastion of free speech, removed him from his platform. A victim has been silenced for 6 months for standing up for himself after multiple murder attempts. And Lucas Gage spoke on doing just exactly that at a press conference, as called on Christians to fight back against Jewish subversion by refusing to live the lives of filth and depravity. Watch.
Yeah, so the solution that I see, and I'm going to quote a person you may or may not know. His name is Cornelio Codriano. He said, "A country has the Jews it deserves. Just as mosquitoes can thrive and settle only in swamps, likewise, the former can only thrive in the swamps of our sins." Now, that means that the answer to the Jewish problem is not out there or even within the Jew, but within ourselves. And that gives us immense power. Like an alcoholic person who finally admits, you know what, I have a problem. I have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous and take steps to stop drinking alcohol. He's not blaming his other problems, his wife or his job or his addiction even. He takes the steps. So we have a Jewish problem because we allow it. And, you know, there's one thing in the Marine Corps that always stuck with me. And it's kind of what CT said. And it goes like this. I remember one of my sergeants said to me, complacency kills. I'll say it again. Complacency kills. And it does. If you forget you're in a war zone, you put your rifle over there, your helmet over there. Next thing you know, you're under attack and you got to go scramble and you're dead because you got comfortable. You forgot you were at war. So we have to remember that we are under attack. We don't want this war. We want nothing to do with this, but these people, or should I say these demons, want to take over the world. And they do it, as A.O. said and other people have said, by division. And, you know, I'll even quote themselves from the protocols. This is the one thing that really got me to push this alliance that I've been doing for the last year. This is what they say in the protocols, which is a hoax or a forgery, but I don't think so. "For a time, perhaps, we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the goyim of all the world, but from this danger we are secured from this discord existing among them, whose roots are so deeply seated that they can now never be plucked up. We have set one against another the personal and national reckonings of the goyim, religious and race hatreds, which we have fostered into huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. So they're saying to us that there may be a time something like this happens, and maybe they'll deal with us for a while. But we could always remember, hey, remember the slave trade. Hey, whitey, remember the black crime. Hey, Arab, remember the Crusades. Hey, woman, remember the wage slave, the wage gap. Hey, homosexual, remember." They always divide us because they know together we can absolutely take our power back. And it's not about even them conquering us with weapons. They use isms. They make suggestions. Hey, you know what? Why don't you go into the workforce like your husband and become a wage slave? That's a good idea. Hey, why not give your child some sex hormone blockers and see what happens? They don't use force. They never have used force. So what they do is they use our sins against us, our vices. We want this thing. We take the credit loan. We don't need a 21% credit card interest. Or I want this degeneracy. I want to have women, drugs, fame, power, you name it. They offer it to you. And for those of you Christians, you remember that Christ was tempted by the devil. He said, "Kneel before me, you could have all the kingdoms you see." And he didn't do it. So the Jewish power is not even within them. It's within our sins. And in order to defeat them, we have to stop sinning.
You know, if the truth is going to be destroyed, if it's going to be buried in our institutions and on mainstream platforms and ripped out of our school books and libraries, then we're going to have to build our own platforms. We're going to have to host our own forums so that we can keep the truth alive, so that we can organize resistance, and so that we can put up a fight to save what's ours. I wasn't able to make it to the JP conference. Unfortunately, I was in Las Vegas sitting down with Jake Shields on this very same topic, ironically. Converse hosted that event, and he's here with us now. Converse, I did hear some tremendous things about it. I've watched all of the speeches. I've listened to all of the guests that you had there. You paid for all of this out of your own pocket. Not one of these people had to come out of their own pocket. They were treated very well. I wish that I could have been there. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it. I know that we'll get together again soon. It's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for being on the program.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate the kind words. Like you said, and like Lucas has said, and like, you know, the protocols say, Gentile unity is the one thing that they fear the most, righteous Gentile unity. And righteousness is a key precursor. It's absolutely required because when you look at our leaders, our so-called leaders, all of them are corrupt and all of them take one form of bait or another. They either are, you know, paid to act on the stage and portray, you know, their standing up for our interests, or, you know, they're blackmailed. In either case, they're useless to us. And I believe that America has the ability to revolutionize the entire planet in terms of awareness of this issue and removing our assistance for the parasitical colony known as Israel. And once that is removed, the resistance on the ground will take care of them as they already have. This is the most powerful example of the resistance that's ever existed. And I do believe because it is a spiritual war, they have cleansed themselves spiritually. And that's why they're gaining victory after victory after victory on the actual battlefield. Now, the parasites are actually distracting us by murdering children in a wanton manner, gathering them into certain areas, whether schools or hospitals, bombing them, murdering them, beheading them, shooting them at close range. They're using AI weaponry to murder as many children as possible. I think it's about 18,000 children that have been murdered since October 7th. Almost 65 journalists that have been murdered because they hate those who document the truth. And that's why they're persecuting our brothers so aggressively. And, you know, I've said long for a very long time that Elon belongs to the tribe. He is of the tribe and he will always pursue the tribe's interests. You know, when they had Elon take over X, the whole point of it was to have a steam valve. It's almost like the Bernie Sanders phenomenon where you take all these people who are upset, fed up, and you bring them in one place, and then they feel like they have some type of opportunity at a stage or at a redress. And that's what I think is happening on X, where they're now in a very chilling way saying that we're not only going to terrorize you, terrorize your family, try to get you killed either through the police or some other mechanism. And at the exact same time, we're going to silence you so you can't reach out to the people who support you. So I stand with Lucas completely. And it just underscores the importance of everyone having more and more JP conferences all across the country, all across the planet. One of the reasons I did it was to inspire others, especially in other countries, to do the same thing, to grab the top Gentiles, the intelligentsia of the Gentiles who are fearless, who are not in this for money or followers or likes or self-aggrandizement. They're here to actually win this victory. And I do believe within the next 20 years, if we can gain more righteous Gentiles to our cause, we're going to have our foot on the Rothschild Empire.
I got about 2 minutes left here. What you mentioned that they're doing with Elon to gather all these people in one place at one time to give them the sense of freedom and the, you know, free speech and all these things, just so that they can later then identify and crush them. It's my opinion that they could be doing the same exact thing with Donald Trump. They could be doing the same exact thing with MAGA. They did it on January 6th. But are you optimistic? I mean, from where you sit when you're out in the real world, I know that the Overton window has incredibly shifted online and platforms like X. When you go out into the real world and you're talking to people, are you bringing this up? And are you optimistic that people like out there in everyday life are starting to notice as well?
100%. In fact, I think that because there is a spiritual awakening, like Lucas said, and like Kodrianu said, it is they work in the swamps of our sins. So as people become more and more righteous, not, you know, give in to the pornography, not give in to all the various evils that they have spread amongst us, especially most importantly, the idea that money is going to be there. You know, we leave 2 hands and 2 feet from this earth. What I'm seeing is all across the country, I see more and more people waking up to this issue. If you look at all the ratios, I mean, there was about 8 different individuals that ratioed Elon when he made this fake excuse about why he actually banned Lucas. I mean, it was everyone knew it was, and that's why he got ratioed. So and by much, much smaller accounts. I mean, we're talking factors of 50, 100, 200, 500 factors less followers, and yet they were able to ratio him. This shows that the people are now galvanized and they're ready to hear the right message, and more people need to step up like Lucas did, speak out, show your face. You know, there's a lot of anonymous trolls online, and that's fine. They can do the retweets and stuff like that, but we need more people, more Gentiles to show their face and speak out against this, and these people will cower like the cowards they are.
I think that it is happening, and you're a big part of leading that. Converse, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Friends, I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called A Navy SEAL's Bug-In Guide. Inside of this book, Joel Lambert reveals everything that you need to do to ensure that you never have to leave your home during dark times, creating a self-sufficient fortress that'll sustain you and your family for however long it takes, even years until things get back to normal. You'll discover exactly what to do, what to stockpile inside, and how much of it. Long-lasting foods, water, communication devices, a survival generator, and many other items that you'll need to successfully bug in for months or even years. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anyone, especially the government, for your basic needs. Go to buginguide.com/stew to take advantage of a surprise gift that can help you out a lot in the next crisis. This book offer won't be available for long. Go to buginguide.com/stew. That's buginguide.com/stew.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.